Okay, grade 10s. I'd like to review with you the section B5 that we just completed. And in that section, you had a lot of choice. You had options for pace and you had options for path. So, with your choice in the work that you did, you got to choose who you worked with or if you worked alone for most of the work. You had choice in which tasks you wanted to complete of the speaking, writing, and representing activities. You could choose which you thought was your preference or best. You had choice in the order of the tasks that you did the poetry stations with. You could go to finding your own poem first, go work on tone because you understood that better. So you had a lot of choice in the different work we did in B5. You also had control in the pace of what you completed when you worked through those tasks. So some people worked much longer on one particular task, while others would have completed that easily, but then taken longer on something else. So, you also might have used some homework time to catch up if you weren't able to complete things, at the kind of pace required with the time given. But you had a lot of flexibility in the pace, how long it took you to work on different tasks to complete things. You also had some options related to your path. Some of the path parts were determined based on how you scored in the pretest of the figurative language. So, in testing you before we did the poetry work, I was able to assess the people who needed a bit more work in reviewing and learning the skills of getting meaning from poetry. And so, those people worked together in a smaller group with me, and we went through some of the more basic skills to repeat and reinforce them. And other people who tested very well and had high abilities in looking at poetry, they were given something a bit more challenging to do. It was a bit more difficult. They got to work as a group. And so hopefully it was something that wasn't boring for them because it wasn't repetitive work that they already understood. They moved on to something new that was a bit challenging for them. You also, in this section of B5, got to work collaboratively with small groups of your choosing. And that's how you learned together. You shared ideas. You generated your understanding together. You worked on what was identified as needing practice for yourself to develop your own skills. You also, in this section, used technology for part of your learning. You used apps for the recording or representing parts of the different activities. You replied with your comprehension responses on the blog. You followed extra instructions that were provided for you on the blog. If you didn't understand what to do with the station, you could go back to the blog and read what the instructions were. Some of you also use resources that were provided on the blog while I was giving instruction to the other group. So those of you that studied the poem, The Road Less Traveled, you read an article from the blog, you watched some student-made videos from the blog, so you use technology very easily. Now, all of these things, choice, pace, path, small groups working collaboratively, practicing your own self-identified skills, using technology to support the learning. All of these things are elements or characteristics of a blended learning classroom. And this is what it looks like or could look like in an ELA classroom. Okay, so all of that is review, just to identify that that's what a blended learning classroom looks like in ELA. Now, for your task today, I want to focus on this. Our school division and our school wants to include more blended learning in our classes. They want this to be a method of learning that we use more often and in more ways. I want you to really consider what you learned or gained of experience or understanding from the method that we used in this section B5 of studying poetry. In contrast, if you look back to other times that we studied poetry but didn't do it through a blended learning model, we would have done the activities kind of in a larger group together, with a few smaller activities done in pairs or small groups. So, for example, if you remember when we studied The Raven, or there were poems like Frankenstein or The Listeners, you would go and take the poem and read it to understand the poem. You might have worked on your own or with a partner, but you would have taken a bit of time to get used to the poem and try to figure out what meaning you could make of it on your own or in that small group. And you'd have a list of questions possibly to try to work through and answer before we got together then as the larger group. So then we would later go through the whole thing as a large class, the whole class, and you'd identify what you were able to recognize of the poem. You'd share it with the class. I'd ask questions of people, or we'd go up and down the rows for people to contribute. We would also do some small group activities, like when you and your selected group had to piece together the stanza of The Raven. That was a small group activity to kind of reinforce what we had learned about The Raven. But a lot of that was done together as a larger group, and then separating into smaller groups for little pieces, but then coming back as the larger group to really make sure that we all understood what we had covered and learned from. So I'd like you to think about this. We are not abandoning the whole group learning. I'm definitely not going to leave that in the past. But I would like you to reflect and give me some feedback on what you really thought of the use of the blended learning model for this particular section, B5, in our ELA class. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this, but I want you to understand that this is your assess and reflect activity for this section B5. Remember that your assess and reflect activities are worth 20% of your whole mark for your course. It's not based on specifically what your response is. It's based on how well considered your response is and supported. So if in this response you just give me a simple phrase or a one sentence answer that says, I thought it was fine, then that would be a level 2. It would be undeveloped, because little meaning is conveyed. It demonstrates that little thought really went into the reflection of this, and it means nothing to you. To get a level 3, you would have to really think about how you did in working through this type of model. You did some stuff maybe on your own or with one other partner, and you did a lot of it at your own pace, and you maybe ran out of time, so then you had more homework than you might have had if we'd done it as a larger group. Maybe you did it superficially and didn't really get much out of anything. Maybe you were kind of playing around because you had a bit more of a freer classroom experience. So if you were kind of just hanging out with a friend, just finishing a task and finishing a task and finishing a task, but not really thinking about it at all, maybe then you didn't learn much. So you need to think about these things. A level 3 will consider what you actually got out of it and mention that. It won't be a very generic answer. A level 4 or 5 will have some insight and real thoughtful responses, and it will be honest responses. It won't be something kind of generic like, yeah, blended learning is fine, it works well for me in math class, so why wouldn't it work in ELA? That would be more like a level 3. There is some thought that goes into it, but not real explanation or carry through with the ELA experience here. So I really want you to think about that. Draft out your answers. Think of this experience and really, what did you get out of it? If you didn't get anything out of it, that's the answer, and be honest about it. If you did, because you were able to make decisions on what you wanted to do or choose things that you felt were your strength, or work with pairs that you thought were at the level of understanding that you were at, as opposed to taking too long to do work that you already understood how to do, like those types of things to think about are what you would include in this response. I would like the response drafted to be a short paragraph, but informal. So, I mean, have a topic sentence, have something in the middle, have an end sentence, but don't worry about the formality of anything. But really reflect and share what you've gotten out of this process. And if you would like to see more of these types of rotation stations and assigned groupings and things like that in ELA class, or if you liked it better when we did things more as a whole group and break out into smaller sections, but then still come back and share the understanding as a larger group, okay? Once you've completed that, you can have it handwritten on paper and submit it that way with your B5 section. Paper or typed up, it doesn't matter, but it needs to be submitted as your assess and reflect activity in our section B5.